Watch, Christians gather to worship in Portland despite Antifa attack, we didn't back down. By Amy Furr on August 10, 2021. The day after an attack on a prayer event in Portland, Oregon, a big crowd of Christians gathered in the same location to sing and worship God. Sean Voigt, a volunteer worship leader at Bethel Church, led the gathering, CBN News reported Monday. Members of Antifa showed up in Portland last night to threaten, harass, bully and intimidate us. A mom and her baby were tear-gassed. Antifa stood 10 feet from me as we lifted our voices in praise, but we didn't back down. We kept worshiping and God moved powerfully. Voigt wrote in a Facebook post. Clips from over the weekend showed Antifa members allegedly assaulting Christians, which reportedly included children, gathered in Portland on Saturday for the prayer event, according to CBN. Journalist Andy Ngo shared video of the group clad in black, writing, "Police did not intervene." More footage of the incident showed one person in black spraying something at those gathered, forcing them to disperse. He also shared video of attendees describing what happened at the prayer event. "We were about to have a worship event and Antifa just rolled in like an angry mob. Started throwing flash bombs at everybody, macing everybody, rotten eggs at everybody, black paint. They threw a flash bomb into a group of kids that were out there, from like 4 months old to like 10, she said. Voigt on Monday shared a portion of the video showing the initial incident but included footage of the large crowd of Christians gathered to worship. "The Church of Portland demonstrated what boldness and courage looks like in 2021. Heaven responded and lives were forever changed at hashtag let us worship," he wrote on Facebook. Ngo reported that Antifa members were watching the event but did not attempt to confront the group because they were outnumbered. In a subsequent post, he wrote, "The worship event has concluded in Portland but the Antifa are following some of the Christian attendees as they split off into smaller numbers and go to their cars." Video footage showed violence in downtown Portland after the gathering. Sunday evening, Voigt shared a photo of his group's security team and asked followers to thank them. "These are all ex-military, ex-police, private security and most importantly lovers of Jesus and freedom. If you mess with them or our First Amendment right to worship God, you'll meet Jesus one way or another," he wrote.